News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. More discussion on eliminating Syria's chemical weapons is underway between the U.S. and Russia. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are in talks that a U.S. official says have reached a pivotal point. President Obama is insisting that any deal on Syria's chemical weapons be verifiable and enforceable. The U.S. blames the Syrian government for the recent deadly chemical weapons attack on rebels in that country. Meanwhile, Kerry will also travel to Israel tomorrow to nudge Middle East peace efforts. Kerry will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on continuing talks between the Israelis and Palestinians. A third person is under arrest in the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent who was killed in a shootout along the Arizona-Mexico border. Mexican authorities captured Ivan Barraza, who is suspected in taking part in the murder of Agent Brian Terry back in December of 2010. Closer to home, a Minnesota woman is accused of robbing a Menominee bank on Monday. 23-year-old Rania L. Huthali was charged in Madison federal court Thursday, accused of holding up the Derry State Bank. Authorities say she may be linked to four other bank robberies, including a holdup in Hudson. Wisconsin U.S. Representative Paul Ryan is calling for Democrats to delay implementation of the health care law, saying it's not ready to be rolled out. Ryan says Obamacare should be delayed while lawmakers work on other important issues such as the national debt or tax reform. A proposal to fine-tune the state's online court records database. Bob Haig has that story.
Milwaukee Democrat Representative Evan Goyke says there's a flaw in the online CCAP system as it's currently set up.
Nowhere on CCAP could a family member, a friend, a neighbor, and a future employer see that, lo and behold, the accusations were in fact falsely made.
Tracy Olkwitz is a constituent of Goyke's who had charges against her dropped at a preliminary court hearing back in 1993. But 20 years later, her name and case are still on CCAP.
I think it's grossly irresponsible for us to not put some procedures and safeguards into the CCAP system.
Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A registered sex offender was released in Wausau on Friday after serving his prison sentence. 52-year-old David Dietzman was convicted in Marathon County Court of second-degree sexual assault of a child and other charges. He was released on Friday. Wisconsin state law requires sex offenders be released back into the original county of conviction. He'll live in housing near the Marathon County Courthouse and will be electronically monitored. Meanwhile, a Wausau man is facing another OWI charge. 39-year-old Clint Roosh appeared in court yesterday and was released on a bond. He's facing his fifth offense for operating while intoxicated. He was arrested after a crash near the intersection of Grand and Weston Avenues just before 10 o'clock on Thursday night. A long-running athletic event and fundraiser is ending a long tradition. Wausau Newman Catholic Schools Booster Club has voted not to continue hosting the Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament, which they've managed for the past 22 years. They cite rising fixed costs and declining national team count as their main reasons for ending the Wausau tournament. That doesn't mean Gus Macker is leaving Wausau. Scott McNeil is the owner and manager of the National Gus Macker Basketball Tournament.
We intend to try to come back to Wausau next year, have had people reach out to us from different organizations. Can't really name who they are yet because I haven't had enough time to talk to them because this all happened so fast today, but really kind of make sure that those basketball players know that Gus isn't taking his ball and going home or anything, that we intend to be in your town if we can.
Wisconsin fares better than the national average when it comes to kids finishing school. John Colbert has that story.
That's according to a study by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Todd Berry is president of the nonpartisan group.
Graduation rates at the high school level have always been a pretty good story for Wisconsin. They've edged up in recent years. We're at between 85 and 90%. The national average is 70%. So that's really quite a good story.
Meanwhile, the percentage of the state's population with a bachelor's degree is up slightly to nearly 27%, but still is below the national average of 29%. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And some young swimmers at Woodson's YMCA Aspirus Weston Branch are going to get some good teaching today. U.S. Olympic gold medalist Misty Hyman and Olympic silver medalist Jimmy Fagan are coaching a one-day swim clinic today. The clinic is open to swimmers between the ages of 8 and 18 years old and does cost $75 to participate. The swimmers are part of the Mutual of Omaha Breakout Swim Clinic. The Olympians will be coaching on all four strokes, plus doing a question and answer session with the students. That's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.